good. Just come in and enjoy it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before I begin, I want to say that here at the station, we have these guides for the upcoming election. And in the guide, it shows every candidate running for the offices here in the state of Colorado, polis and everyone, whether it be governor, attorney general, treasurer, U.S. Senate, congressional district 8, 15, 24, 25, 19, 34, 50, the state board of education, and where each individual stands on late term abortion, government funding of Planned Parenthood, government locking down churches, school choice, vaccine mandates, Second Amendment rights, I better pull this in front of me here, domestic oil and gas production, higher taxes, fees, voter ID law, and parental rights in education and health care. South Parish here in Johnstown, Colorado at the station, we have these guides. Please come down, pick up a guide or many guides and pass them out. Like for instance, we're aware of the abortion issue, but how about the government locking down churches? Polis supports. Phil Weiser, no response, naturally. Dave Young, no response, naturally. Michael Bennett supports it. Barbara Nasia Yadira Carevio supports it. No response from Janice Marchman, then Kyle Malika, he supports it, shutting down the churches. Faith Winter, no response. Jennifer Peretti, she refused, Democrat. Jenny Wilford, boy, these people are careful, aren't they? They refused. And then no response from Mary Young. No response from Rhonda Solis. They do not want to be the target of the Christian voter bloc. These people, they know the power of the children of God through prayer and in their vote. So, anyhow, we do have these guides here at the station to South Parish. Please come and get a few, pass them out. We have time. This way you know the issues. You know where each candidate, Republican and Democrat, stands. And some of the Democrats you're not going to be too happy with. I'm sorry, definitely you're not going to be happy with, but also some of the Republicans that you would hope you could be happy with, you will not be happy with. Please come down to South Parish. Secondly, you know, winter is coming, and your car, you want your vehicle to be in top condition. Winter tires, you don't want an accident. You don't want to end up off the road. You don't want to be stuck somewhere. You want everything working perfectly. Now, with those that I used to drive cross country, we drive diesel trucks. They have a what they call a blanket that goes in front of the radiator because diesels run cold anyhow. And sometimes, even in a gas motor, if it's very cold, you won't keep that cab warm. That interior won't be warm. One of the old tricks years ago was we'd take a piece of cardboard and cover a part of the radiator, and that would get the temperature up a little bit into operating range, and we could stay warm. One thing, if you want to get sick, if you want to be ill, if you don't want to go to work, you can just chill, don't get chilled, because you will generally get sick. Keep yourself warm. Keep your body temperature up, because once your body temperature, once you're chilled, you're open for, you're drained. Your energy is not going to go to your energy when it's drained. You're not going to use energy to maintain your health. You'll catch a cold. Every time I get cold and it just seems like whenever I'm chilled, I don't feel good for a day or two. Stay warm. Because I travel a lot, I'm out driving back and forth every day. I have a little battery pack that I can, if my battery goes dead or I need an extra little bit of assistance to a battery that's not working correctly, I have a little pack that I use to give me a boost. I can put, it has two USB ports on it. It has a flashlight. I keep it in the bag that I tote around. Doesn't weigh much, a couple of pounds. The size of the thing is 9 inches by 4.5 inches by 3 inches, smaller than a half a loaf of bread. But I can, in an emergency, I can start my car, my battery. It'll give me enough to get the thing going. Or others, if they need a boost, if they need a jump, it does that too. And I can charge it to the cigarette lighter. I can plug it in at home. It's a very useful little tool. Not a toy, it's a tool. I do need it just in case because I try to be safe. I don't want to die. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat. The law.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
October country, the night is dark and all the wind is in your side. October country, the night is dark and all the stars are in your eyes.
You look so good to me, you look so far away. You look so good to me, I
We're in October country. The world has changed. For the audience, you know, Liz Truss, the Prime Minister of England, has been replaced. She's being sent down the road with a can of cold beans. Why? If I remember what I was reading, the Queen Elizabeth, a day, maybe just almost 2 days before she, fate took hold of her. Everyone has to die sooner or later. She met with Liz Truss. The Queen met with Truss. I think that the Queen, as a pilgrim member, as a very high-ranking pilgrim member, made a decision to put Liz Truss into the government. Liz Truss is not a friend of Russia, not a friend of Vladimir Putin, and it appears that the choice of the Queen before she died was Liz Truss. Well, Boris Johnson, remember Boris, right after Russia was forced to move into and occupy and began operations in Ukraine, Boris Johnson, there were negotiations between Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. They were hoping to sign an agreement, a peace agreement, but Boris Johnson, a puppet of the United States government, an instrument of Pilgrim Society in England, made sure that Zelensky would not sign that agreement. And there's the possibility that they're considering reinstalling Boris Johnson to his position. Now, you know, Boris just didn't have the charisma that some of the others like Tony Blair, and he tried to play the role of somebody that everybody likes, a good old boy, but he wasn't really, he didn't have that type of personality. He's a dud. He's pretty bland. He's like oatmeal without sweetener. And so there's a consideration that he might be reinstalled. By who? By British Pilgrim Society. He is a New World Order individual. He will do everything possible to accommodate those that oversee everything that he does. He doesn't have a choice. There are consequences if he doesn't go along with their policies and their objectives. Now, after, you know, there was Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, the damage to those lines, that was pretty much sticking your nose up to Russia, to Vladimir Putin. It was kind of an insult. And Putin was aware that the CIA, the British intelligence, working with Ukraine, the Navy, the U.S. Navy, operatives within Ukraine, were considering another attack. If Nord Stream 1 didn't provoke Russia enough, Nord Stream 2 may, still didn't. Vladimir Putin is not going to respond without actually, you know, he looks at, and then he'll decide what to do. Well, when they tried to blow up the Crimea Bridge, that is what it took, and at that point he says, okay, this is an act of war, then what I'll do is I will take out infrastructure in Ukraine. And as of today, 40% of the electrical grid, the way in which electricity reaches the homes and industry and government, has been for the most part destroyed, shut down. They are deprived of energy, of electricity, and it's going to continue. You sow to the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. This is what the Bible says. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Vladimir Putin is not going to nuke the United States. There's going to be some type of heavy retaliation on those nations in NATO, some in more so in the NATO nations that surround Russia than in England or France or Germany. Germany's probably not going to get any retaliation from Russia because Russia and Germany, they have a pretty good unspoken relationship. But the other European nations, they're going to suffer too, but not like the nations, the NATO nations, the old Soviet bloc nations that are now NATO members. These nations, Vladimir Putin, I think there's a strategy. They may, there's some retaliation also going, there's going to be retaliation. It's going to be pretty severe. I mean, they're still going to exist. I don't think it's going to be nuclear. But once the attack on that bridge took place, then Vladimir Putin, then he went ahead and made his decisions, and they have been very severe. They're going to continue to be severe. Now, there's something else that I need to cover. While we're covering so many things, the pandemic and the shots and the all of that, there's something else that has been happening that I feel is very, very important. And this came out of the Burning Platform. And it's called Mass Monitoring, a Digital Dictatorship is on the Horizon. This is out of the burningplatform.com. And there was a movie years ago called Minority Report. It was in 2002. It was a science fiction. It was a film that was set in Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia. The year was 2054. And it's where pre-crime, a specialized police department, they apprehend criminals based on foreknowledge provided by psychics. Foreknowledge provided by psychics. There were three of them. They're called precogs. And the movie was Tom Cruise. It's a good movie. You should watch it. It is not fiction. This is reality. And what they would do is they could find out, they'd look at the psychological profile, and or through these psychics, they would find out who was a threat to society. Well, again, out of the Burning Platform, a little over a year ago, I remember just kind of skimming this article. This president, or this imposter, he proposed the establishment of a new biomedical research agency modeled after the United States Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. And the purpose was to propel cures for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and other diseases. Well, if you want to help cure those diseases, quit feeding bio weapons as far as food, genetically altered food. People stop eating that to begin with, and they'll stop getting these diseases. Now, there's a new agency that has just come out. It's called, not DARPA, but it's called ARPA-H. It's Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health. And it's on its way to being up and running. They received a $1 billion budget from Congress. Now, ARPA-H appears to merge national security with health security in a way that could link to the criminalization of illness and general wrong think. This is their wording. Wrong think. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force is now recommending that all U.S. adults, listen to this, we're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade. It recommends that all U.S. adults under the age of 65 should be screened for mental health issues. The screening recommendation falls right in line with the original intent behind ARPA-H, which was to monitor Americans for neuropsychiatric warning signs by harvesting private data from consumer electronic devices and healthcare providers. You don't want to be in this medical system. You don't want to be. And what has happened to the American people and the people of the world is they demand health care. They demand access to doctors, to medication, to hospitals. They don't believe in health, nutrition, exercise. Why? When you can have modern medicine. So all of the electronic devices, everything that you do, every time you go to the hospital, anytime you buy a prescription, it's in your database, your individual little spot about the size of a dot, and everything is in that little dot. So they say that they want to harvest this private data from your electronic devices, from your healthcare providers. Then artificial intelligence will be used, just like within Minority Report, be used to predict whether an individual might commit a crime so that that crime can be stopped before it happens. So a little over a year ago, this president, this imposter, proposed a plan to set in place a new health agency to drive the United States down a futuristic road that will lead to cures for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and other diseases. Now, there was an investigative journalist, Whitney Webb. He was the author of One Nation Under Blackmail. He warned that, that a new biomedical research agency modeled after the nation's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, modeled after DARPA, is actually this new model would be used to merge national security with health security in a way that would use both physical and mental health warning signs to prevent outbreaks of disease or violence before they occur. So, in other words, when the world goes down a path where they begin to monitor what you think, your mental, when they decide to analyze you from a distance, this is a proof that we have the technology to do it and that we in the world are at the end of the world, and hardship is coming like you can never imagine. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Oh, I never, ever think of it at all.
Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have.
Okay, we'll continue. When governments begin to develop these type of agencies to mess with your mind, everything in a society is in danger. Every individual, especially when they want to begin using this ARPA, high-risk research agency, on anybody under 65 years of age. Children? Young children? This is not good. That agency, formerly named the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, ARPA-H, is now well on its way to being up and running. Again, $1 billion budget. They do not spend this kind of money if they're not all in. They are all in on this project, on this agency. And it was enacted in March of this year, the middle of March, first day, about just a week before spring, and it authorized the establishment within this country, the Department of Health and Human Services, under the National Institute of Health. So not only do they want authority to inject you with contaminants, to alter your DNA to make you non-human, but now they want to have access to your mind to brainwash you, and they get to determine if you are fit and mentally well, and if you're going to commit a crime. Well, you don't have to. This is nonsense. Every human being is, you don't have to pre-think anything. You just, given the right opportunities, you're probably going to commit a crime. Like, for instance, the speed limit is 75 miles an hour on I-25. Well, you don't have to think about you're going to commit a crime and you're going to go 80 miles an hour, and you need to have an agency that knows you're going to commit that crime and come and give you a ticket ahead of time. You don't need that. You ain't got time for that. But everybody is, in one way or another, going to commit a crime or break the law. It's not a crime to go 80 miles an hour in a 75 mile an hour zone, a speed zone. It's not a crime. It's just you violate the law a little bit. And but here, what they're proposing is, what kind of crimes are they thinking? Crimes against the leaders of the New World Order, against the agencies of the New World Order, against it can go on and on. Government officials only need to iron out details such as what programs and activities in it will engage in, or what is appropriate, and how much the future funding is going to be needed to run these new programs. ARPA-H seems to fit hand in glove with what happened September 12th, when Joe Biden stood before this country and talked about an executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovations for a sustainable, self, and secure American bioeconomy. I know why I can't see. I got my glasses on. Take those things off. Oh, there, that's better. Sometimes I put glasses on, I think I need them to see, and then I put them on and I can't see. I have to take them off so I can see. I hope you caught that. I should put them on when I can't read, and I should take them off when I can read. My world is different. Okay, so we want a secure American bioeconomy. What kind of talk is this, which essentially establishes a fast-tracked pipeline for, and the truth and the objective comes out, transhumanist dream projects? Boy, if this is not doublespeak or confusing speak or whatever you want to call it, transhumanist dream projects. Specified in that order is the development of genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. So you're going to be R2-D2 with legs, arms, eyes, and we're going to be programmed. This is the purpose for the injections. And if you don't go along with the program, you can't even imagine the consequences. So in other words, so going on here, they're going to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which they write software and program computers. Now, with that, I've got to do something. I have to jump to the Bible. In chapter 11 of Genesis, there was a time when men, they wanted to build a tower that would reach into God's heaven, all the way from earth to the heaven of God, into his throne room. They said, let's make bricks, let's bake them. And they took bricks instead of stones, and they began to build. They said, let's build a city and a tower for ourselves whose top will reach into heaven, to God's heaven, in the third heavens. Then they said, we will become famous. And what do you mean? They're saying, we will become like God. The Lord came down in verse 5 to see the city and the tower that the people had built. Then the Lord said, these people are one. They're united. Their speaking is the same. They're one language. This is the beginning of what they're going to do. I'm going to finish this verse because this verse, the reality of it, is taking place right now. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Head too heavy and my
do you think that the world is in the Hotel California? Do you think we're in a world that is so strange that you can't imagine what is happening? Now, here they're thinking about wiring us so that our circuitry, we are basically computers, programmed like computers. This is what the nanotechnology, the graphene oxide, these type of new components that you're being injected with or you're smelling, that they're dropping out of the air in planes, in aircraft. You don't think that it is possible to change our DNA and to make us non-human and to make us Borgs? Well, the reason I read this verse out of Genesis chapter 11 is because God is saying that if mankind is one, if their destination, if their objectives are headed to the same place, to the same point, anything they desire to do, they can do it if they are one. Now, God confused the languages, but now the world, we, once again, internationally, we have one language. Maybe not in dialects, human dialects, but computer. Computer. The computer has made the world one. The computer ties in all of the children of the evil one, and they're one in their objectives. If they want to take mankind as we understand a human being and transform us into a Borg, if they are one, they can do it. They are doing it. And this time, God confused the languages back in Genesis chapter 11. This time, God is going to have to come and judge these people and to destroy them. They want to destroy mankind. They want to destroy the creatures that God created, the fish, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air. They want to do this, the things that creep in the ground. Mankind, they want to destroy the earth. Well, God will come and destroy them. And it says here, now these people, if they are united, speaking the same language, one language, they will be able to do anything they want. Nothing that they want to do will be impossible for them. That's Genesis chapter 6. I believe the black and the white. Nothing they want to do will be impossible for them. Once again, God is going to come down and confuse their language. This time, God is going to come and destroy these individuals. He's going to take the Luciferian children and he's going to destroy them. That's the only way you can deal with them. The death penalty anymore. We should bring it back, but we don't have it. Well, I think it's coming back. But in the meantime, anything they want to do, they can do it. So if they want to be able to program biology, every cell, just like they write software and program computers, as well as genetic technologies to unlock the power of biological data using computing tools and artificial intelligence, if they want to do it, if they're one in that objective, they will do it. And God has allowed them to do it. But there will be a boundary on what God will allow them to do. There will be boundaries, but they haven't reached those boundaries just yet. So what the imposter, who is not really the president, he was giving you insight from the people, the individual, and the group of individuals, what they proposed to do, he was presenting to you what he was told to tell you, what you were supposed to hear in that teleprompt
address. He doesn't have the ability a lot of times to even read the teleprompter. Now, the article goes on again. This is out of the burningplatform.com. Mass monitoring, a digital dictator. Additional obstacles for commercialization. Commercialization will be reduced. Obstacles are going to be eliminated, basically what they're saying, so that innovative technologies and products can reach the markets faster. In other words, all of the precautions and the safety features through the Constitution and the laws of the land, they're not going to interfere with what these people want to do. ARPA-H, remember, ARPA-H is a tailor-made vehicle for fast-tracked biomedical research. Like DARPA, ARPA-H will focus on high-risk, high-reward research. It's going to be high-risk, all right. When you start to mess with an individual cell, that's one thing, but you mess with their mind, that's completely different. Another evil. Rick Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, and to finish out with this article, this again is the burningplatform.com, monitoring a digital dictatorship. The task force, one of the other points is a task force calls for psych screening all adults. You don't want it. You don't want them to mess with you biologically. You don't want them to mess with you psychologically. Psychologically, what they're going to mess with, the soul. The Bible explains the soul this way. The soul is a compartment of your mind, your emotion, and your will. That is your soul. It's not your physical body. They want to begin to manipulate your mind, emotion, and will. And eventually they're going to try to destroy a deeper compartment in your body, which is called your human spirit. Your human spirit is your heart, your conscience, and your intuition. They want to destroy that eventually, but they're going after your mind, emotion, will presently. So continue with the article. In related news, the United States Preventive Service Task Force. Can you believe that? The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is an independent panel of experts, right, appointed by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, right, an agency within the Department of Health and Human Service. It's recommending again that all U.S. adults from 65 years of age and younger should be screened for mental health issues. Because you have issues in your mind, or your emotion, or your will. Many people have emotional issues. This is a forerunner for Webb's prediction of how the government will detect mental health pre-crimes. The task force is accepting public comments on the proposal until October 17th, 2022. It's too late for you to comment. You missed it by 3 days. Health and biowarfare, health and biowarfare have become increasingly entwined. We often think of military defense and public health as two different areas of concern. Now the two have over the years merged into a single, into a significant extent, which in some ways helps explain why the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is now acting in ways that can best be described as a covert war against the health of the American public. This is what's happening, a covert war against the health of the American public. So, in June 2002, Bush Jr. signed the Biodefense for the 21st Century. It was a directive, the aim of which was to advance a comprehensive framework for U.S. biodefense based on the assumption that America could be devastated by a bioweapons attack. So, it goes back to Jr., the criminal George Bush Sr., and his criminal son, in my opinion, George Bush Jr. We'll be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Have a good evening. Do not get chilled. You don't want to be sick. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.